Yeah, it's full time here in Celtic Park. Clonmel Celtic 2, Letterkenny Rovers 1. The game started off fairly slow. There was no real chance for either side. They're both kind of sussing each other out for a while, but the game kind of opened up a bit after about 25 minutes. Clonmel Celtic had a penalty appeal waved away, and after 30 minutes, Clonmel Celtic's winger Darren Sweeney went in one on one, and he missed a gilt-edged chance to go one up. It just went narrowly wide. But after that, then there was lots of free kicks and corners with no real chances for either side. But the second half started, and Letterkenny started the better side. And Zach Gorman got a great goal, about 35 yards out. He took on the strike and it swerves past the Clonmel Celtic goalkeeper into the goal. After that, there was no real chance for either side. Clonmel Celtic started to push on after about 70 minutes, and they had three or four chances within the space of about 5 minutes, and the ball just couldn't go into the net. But then after 85 minutes, they got the breakthrough. Keane Sullivan, their centre-back, came up for a long throw. The ball was thrown in, and it fell to Keane Sullivan, and he volleyed it into the goal. After it was in about the 90th minute, it looked like it was going to extra time, and a bit of controversy. It looked like it could have been a Letterkenny Rovers free kick, but the referee played on, and the ball fell to Clonmel Celtic midfielder Jamie Ahern, and a great strike into the corner to make it 2-1. And that was really it. There was no real other chance. The game was blown up after about a minute or two after that goal. But Letterkenny will be disappointed coming away. It looked like they were going to hold on for a 1-0 win, and to concede two goals in the last 5 minutes will be a killer blow for them.